bothered by the sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity that some people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of global terror. Friends, it is not just America that I'm now addressing. I'm addressing the peoples, the governments, and the incumbent representatives on a global scale. We see these officials act rather strangely after the supposed terror attacks. They seem to conglomerate on cue and all ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. And in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to disarm them for the global good. And additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people that they are supposed to represent. Now, concerning the current Obama administration in America, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram to end up government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. Just ask Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, when she said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, "The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted." Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many ways. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while, it was Hitler who was the one that was doing the attacking. Hitler was also responsible for sending forth his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million innocent people were slaughtered. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of America's Constitution, knew how dictators attempted to overthrow their subjects when he warned, "If tyranny or oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. This is history simply repeating itself. We have a new devil, dictator wannabe, who thinks he has a new way of establishing an old plan. That plan has failed again and again. Why? It's because truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again and again and again. Our Heavenly Father will not be dethroned no matter how wise man thinks that he is. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, "Our government has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it." You would think that that was what America was told by the president on September 11th, 2001. Well, it was. What is so self-defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, that there are some that actually believe what he is saying. I said some. America fails to recollect that it is this president entertaining America's sworn enemies within the four walls of the People's White House as he celebrates Ramadan. This president has sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. He has given them aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion. He has appointed the Homeland Security advisors with known terrorist ties, as well as releasing five more high-risk detainees from Gitmo just this last week. Now, don't forget the recent appointment of Representative Andre Carson to House Intelligence Committee neither. After the terror attacks in France where 17 people were slaughtered in their streets, we see Barry Satoro, President of the United States of America, fighting to stop anti-jihad articles back here at home. This is the tip of the iceberg with this administration, and do not forget about Barry Satoro in Europe calling for a new world order as he had stated, "There is no other way," or consider his speech in Brussels States, where he said,
"And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build."
Now, interestingly enough, those that preceded Barack Hussein Obama, President George H.W. Bush on September 11th, 1991, called for a new world order over 202 times. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, there's news, and I'm going to play the audio for you, video for you. Again, I'm going to do the independent journalist, independent media. I'm going to give them a voice today on the outlets in which I have, so people can understand what is, in fact, going on out there, because it's countering the media's narrative once again. And yesterday I'd played just a little piece from this joke on the American people named Cash Patel, how he's having a real problem with these independent media outlets that are filling the airwaves with conspiracy theories because it blows holes in all of the FBI's lying narrative once again. So with that, I'm just going to go ahead and take the time and share again what independent media is telling the American people. And again, it just I hope, if anything, folks, it shows my willingness to join together with those that are willing to do and say, more importantly, to do than to say what it needs and what needs to be done in these times. Because I'll tell you what, folks, people are piping up, and I'm really happy to see it, to say the least. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go back in time just a little bit. I'm going to go back to a guy named John F. Kennedy, who was shot down like a dog for the world to see, making the point that they can get anybody that they want to get, said the FBI director during that particular time. And don't remember, it's the same FBI, speaking of which, friends, that just released the JFK files. Why? Because everybody's safely dead. And again, I think we all know that the Warren Commission was the fox in the chicken coop, and they were the ones that were guilty of doing the cover-up. And remember, the people that were appointed were the ones that John F. Kennedy fired. And so anyways, with that, I want to go back just a little bit in history, and I want you to hear for yourselves, and if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So without further ado, friends, I'm going to go ahead and play John F. Kennedy. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is what we're going to learn the hard way if we don't take heed to what honest men told us once upon a time in America.
Secrecy is repugnant. in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent.
This is 1962,
to cover up
friends.
Our mistakes,
exactly what they're doing
to
today.
To withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice.
Sound familiar,
on
friends?
Guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military,
sound
diplomatic,
familiar?
Intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
So you have the President of the United States back in 1962 saying the exact opposite of what you're seeing today in America. The very things that he warned of back in 1962 are the very things that he warned us of concerning how it would be introverted. So we have now a system of representatives that are attacking the people that are supposed to represent while it's showing its allegiance to a foreign power. And everything that he warned of concerning concealment, censorship, security, the list goes on, is exactly what he warned would come if the people didn't take heed. Let's finish the rest.
I have complete confidence.
He's holding himself accountable in the face of the people here is what he's doing.
The response and dedication of our citizens. Whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them.
See, now you're
not, debate.
Folks, now you're censored by the mainstream media and corruption with the halls of government. Now you have a set administration that calls you fake news when you tell the truth and make others aware of the crimes that they're guilty of. Well, John F. Kennedy was saying just the exact opposite. He said, I welcome, back in 1962, as to what they are doing in the present as far as not welcoming friends, but basically calling them names and demonizing them and censoring them. And that's exactly what he warned of. And again, this is where we're at today.
Without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive.
Okay, so he's saying that no country can succeed nor any republic survive if you have a government that counters the very things that he warned us of. So, folks, you see the downfall, right? It's called taking responsibility, and that's exactly what we've seen JFK do in 1962. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, KLKS, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th. At 6 p.m.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The Book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does, and the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Just wanted to let you know, I'm holding up right now on social media platforms another award that we just received from Texas in its Best USA American Documentary 2025, and this is number four that we've received. And we're just happy to say that. And the reason we're showing you this is not that we need accolade or do we need approbation concerning that of men, though we appreciate it. I do want to let you know that the media, you know, the mainstream media and the big tech companies, they censor guys like me. But somehow or another, we're winning these national awards. It's pretty interesting how that works, isn't it, friends? Case in point, did you guys remember the television series called Little House on the Prairie? Matter of fact, last year we met quite a few of those guys, including Michael Landon's son. But did you know that that television series won the People's Award? In other words, the people gave them award because it was their favorite television program. And yet Hollywood completely denounced them, never received award from Hollywood at all. And again, we all know who owns Hollywood, right? We all know who runs the show over there, a bunch of Zionists, a bunch of wealthy billionaire Jewish people that are trying to pollute the sea of morality in this country. And that's exactly what's going on. But I just thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, Little House on the Prairie, they won the People's Award. The people loved them, but Hollywood hated them. And anyways, I'm equating that to this with sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just posted it up online there so you can see exactly what the people are saying regardless of big tech companies. And anyways, I wanted to share that with you. I also want to jump over here, friends, and highlight the fact that during the break, I just got this email from none other than Rutherford Institute and John Whitehead over there and his wife, Nisha. And it's called Speak the Truth to Power. And the headline is Trump's Everywhere War, an Insurrection Against the Constitution. I wonder if the people that are out there supporting this scoundrel, I wonder if they knew the Word of God. And I wonder if they knew the Constitution, if they would be supporting him. Probably not. And it just shows you that they haven't taken the time to read the Bible or the Constitution. They're both biblically and constitutionally illiterate. That's just the truth of the matter. It's interesting how everybody else sees but a small minority who they want to claim is the majority when in fact they are not. We named the show today Netanyahu, who's going around in the region in the Middle East. And he's bragging to his friends, if you want to call them that. They're fair-weathered friends, I'm sure. But he's claiming that he controls Trump in America. And I don't know if you're all aware of him. I know that you know that his last name is not Netanyahu. I know that you know that Netanyahu's real last name is Mylakowski. I know that you know that he's from Poland. I know that you know that he has no Hebrew DNA. But the mainstream media continuously pushes it regardless, friends, right? Oh, and this isn't a small matter as to what I'm highlighting right here, friends. No, not at all. What I'm promulgating is absolutely well known across the boards, except the people that watch the mainstream media. They keep calling him Netanyahu. And the only reason I make reference to Netanyahu is so you can understand who I'm talking about, who I'm uncovering here, Luke 12:2. Okay? And I want you to understand, again, who he is. He's not Hebrew. He is not Jewish. Nor have any of the prime ministers been Jewish, nor have they been from that part of the region concerning that area geographically of the world. That was Palestinian, right? And I'm going to get to that in a moment, too. We got a piece pulled up from 1957. And I want you to hear this, folks, because it's just fantastic. See these fools, these elitists, these globalists, these con men, these scoundrels, these devils, John 8:44, they think that people, the majority of the people are just going to go to sleep. No, we're not. We're absolutely not going to. And we're unafraid, which means you're powerless in the face of the unafraid. And that's exactly where we go. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay? And so anyways, let's counter that. And I want you to take a listen to this because this guy took the time to do a little bit more homework on the devil that you know is Netanyahu, the one that claims that he controls Trump and America. I want you to listen carefully to this.
Watch this video.
They call themselves Netanyahu, but it's just a stolen name, a Hebrew mask plastered over a European exile's face. His real name was Mylakowski. Born of Ashkenazi lineage from Poland, Benjamin Netanyahu has neither the blood nor the land nor the language of those he claims to represent. His Judaism is not that of the shepherds of Hebron nor the poets of Jaffa. It is the Judaism of a colonizer from elsewhere who put on the prophet's robe to hide the scent of ashes. Because what he represents today is not a people, it is a machine. A political, military, ideological machine, a machine of steel and contempt. Netanyahu didn't grow up on the banks of the Jordan. He grew up in the salons of New York's conservative elite and the ultra-nationalist sermons of his father, Benzion, the hard-line Zionist historian. He never spoke Arabic. He never shared bread with a Palestinian. He never had to bury a child beneath the rubble of...
Who is...
Okay, so folks, you're getting a little idea as to how much you're being lied to here. And again, why he's being entertained and why he's being entertained continuously by this said administration should tell you a whole lot concerning what in fact is going on. I also thought I'd add this to this information pot here concerning Mylakowski. You know him as Netanyahu. His daughter's actually married to one of the Rothschilds. And Rothschild, as you all the well know, we played that video several times here. Jacob Rothschild, it makes the claim with him and Thomas Herzl how they created modern-day Israel. So everybody knows Rothschild as being a what? An elitist. The Rockefellers, everybody knows them as being a what? An elitist. The Bushes as a what? An elitist. And the list goes on. and the list goes on, and the list goes on. Well, this is just continuing forward is all that's going on. But what I want to do is I want to pull the curtain back again. I want to go back into the 1970s, and I want you to listen to what Jimmy Carter had to say about AIPAC, right? Because you know that all of your said representatives, what you have to beg the question, is Netanyahu right, Mayakovsky right, when he says that he controls our government? He controls Trump. Well, we keep getting this information from administration that preceded administration concerning the same problems that we see today. Yet we see a full allegiance of this current administration over in modern day Israel, showing their allegiance to making Israel great again while America is under attack. Now, I want to go back to 1979, and I want you to listen to what Jimmy Carter had to say about AIPAC back then. And you tell me if these people are looking for peace. And I think anybody paying attention to what's going on in Gaza, October 7th, I think you guys know the truth of that matter. And anybody that pays attention to history concerning who these people are, the Bolsheviks and what they're responsible for, I think we know a different story. And again, I want you to listen. This is President Jimmy Carter back in 1979.
Not dedicated to peace. They're dedicated to inducing the maximum support in America, in the White House, in the Congress, and in the public media for whatever policies the Israeli government has. Americans don't want to know, and many Israelis don't want to know what is going on inside Palestine. It's a terrible human rights persecution.
Folks, this is in the 70s, not in 2025. So this has been going on for a long time.
That is far transcends what any outsider would imagine. And there are powerful political forces in America that prevents any objective analysis of the problem in the Holy Land.
Okay, so again, folks, we're hearing this throughout history concerning what, in fact, is going on. And so, again, we titled the show today, Netanyahu, who's Mayakovsky. He's going around making claim to his friends in the Middle East that he controls Trump, our government. He controls America. Okay, now I want you to see this, if you can see it. If you can, I'm going to go ahead and paint the picture for you. This is the Israeli minister, Smotrich. And you can rest assured, friends, it's probably not his name. And yep, you got it right. He's not from that region of the world. They're all con men. They're all pretenders. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Listen carefully to what he said. He said the laws do not apply to the Jews. Okay, not the Jews of the Lord that are going to be engrafted back into the plant, friends. I'm not talking about that. Okay, I'm talking about a different type of Jew. Make distinction. Again, I'm talking about the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. He said, the laws do not apply to the Jews. This is the difference between the chosen people and others. I have a whole string of audios of rabbis and political figures from modern day Israel that talk about Goyim, and that is me and you. That's European people, that's white people, and again, they call us Goyim, and their whole aim in life is to destroy Goyim and to take from them what it is that they have at any cost necessary. Now, you guys all heard this last week, and I want you to hear it again.
Walk right. He said, I call it the woke right.
Okay, this is Netanyahu, Mayakovsky, saying they call it the woke right. He goes, but I'm calling them the woke Reich. So in other words, he's calling those that call themselves the good people in America the right. He's calling you and equating you to a Third Reich. But remember who the Third Reich was, friends. They were demonized by the same sort of people. And we all know that history is written by men who hung heroes, right? So we better start pulling the curtain back and doing some homework here to understand who's doing the attacking, because it's the same people that always have. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. These lines are for you, folks, 281-845-4704. I want to get back to something that was played last week, because what we're highlighting right now is the fact that Mike Lukowski, you know him as Netanyahu. Folks, there's enough right there. If he's lying to you about his name and where he's from, his ethnicity, I think he's lying to you about everything else. And that's exactly the truth of the matter, okay? He's trying to represent what he calls a country that are filled with the people of God. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But I want to revert back to last week when Tucker Carlson, he's controlled by the CIA too. I know people, you think he's on your side, but the fact of the matter is he's worth $400 million because he's not. That means he's a part of the good old boy club. He's there to lead the opposition so they can control the opposition. And what he doesn't realize, well, he's being used to do that. He's controlled opposition. See how that works? I mean, when you subject yourself to sin, the Word of God tells us clearly that you become a slave to sin. That's right. And that's exactly what's happening. But in this particular case, I want you to listen carefully, because you guys all remember when Trump was being called out by his idolaters, Acts 12:22. Do you remember when they started to question him about Epstein? Which brings up another point. Thomas Massie said he had all the votes that he needed to bring forth the release of the Epstein files. Have you noticed for a week you haven't heard from Thomas Massie? Not a peep concerning those files? I just want to keep that out there, okay? You're supposed to suspect everybody that approaches that jewel, friends. And I'm talking about representing the people, the privilege to represent the people and upholding the law, okay, and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But if you remember right, going back to the point that I was making, Donald Trump started to attack his support base when they were demanding the release of the Epstein files. This is just 2-3 weeks ago now, okay? Okay, now go fast forward. Because we've heard from CIA whistleblowers, we've heard from FBI whistleblowers that Trump's name is on the Epstein files thousands of times. Well, if you look at who's trying to put a stop to it and block the release of those Epstein files, nobody has blocked it more than Donald Trump himself. And I can go so far, friends, and I believe it within my whole heart, that everybody on this administration are on those files as well. And that's why they're so airtight about protecting themselves and guarding each other from being exposed for the crimes that they're all guilty of. Okay. And that's why they've been appointed. And furthermore, what I was just bringing up about the FBI and the CIA, it's interesting because they've all said, every single one of them said, if you wanted to extort somebody in office, just get them on camera with a young child. That's what the Epstein files are all about. And there's court documents available to the public. It's been available for public consumption for years in this country. Donald Trump and Epstein have court cases against them from these girls, one of 27 when she was 13 years old, how she was raped by the two of them. And there's 26 more of them. And I guess they're all lying to us, Americans. Don't let the Epstein file thing go to the side, friends, because that's what much of this diversion going on with this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk and all of these theories that are going on with the FBI. Not the people, mind you. But all these theories and how they keep changing the narrative over and over and over again, and how they're just willing to give you crumbs just a little at a time because they're trying to distract you away from opening those files, friends, which expose every single one of them. And the likes of Netanyahu, who's using those files to extort along with the Mossad, our said politicians, he doesn't want it exposed neither, because if it's exposed, then he loses all of his little puppets. And that's what's going on here, Americans. There's no question about it. And when you start hearing from insiders, that's exactly the truth of the matter. If you don't want to listen to me, then listen to them for your own sakes. But let's go back to Benjamin Netanyahu. Just like Donald Trump started to accuse his own base of being stupid and worthless, and I don't need you to follow me, and he used some expletives in the process. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu, again, Benjamin Mayalkowski is doing the same thing. He's basically saying now, because everybody's questioning his involvement with this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, he's out there doing his best to try to play on defense, saying we had nothing to do with it. Yet they had, Israeli drones flying over that Utah section during the time of the alleged assassination. And if you look at the way he was set up in the kill box, if you look at an overhead, it's this it's a perfect layout of a menorah. Again, friends, you got to pay attention to what's going on here. That's why you pull the curtain back. Hey, listen, he who's not zealous against error is not really zealous for the truth. I'm not on the defense here. I'm on the offense. He who is not zealous against error, that person will not be zealous for the truth neither. Okay? And what they do is, because they don't want to know the truth, because that truth demands the response that it deserves, because they don't want to respond, they just want to sit back and say, yeah, I'm not sure about the mainstream media, but I believe more of what they say than you do, because if what you're saying, Bradley, is true, then that means we're in trouble, and then we're going to have to go ahead and take a pin and pop that bubble of deception that we created, man. Yeah, I know. Losers. I mean, for real. Those kind of people sicken me, and the world's filled with them. They really are. Netanyahu's attacking the Christian conservatives in America because they're questioning everything about him and what it is concerning AIPAC and what's going on in modern day Israel. And the only ones that are supporting it are the heretics and the hirelings in the professed churches of America. Okay, because they don't want to pull the curtain back neither. They don't want to stir up the pot. They have no idea why they're there, but they know that they're not going to do what Jesus commanded them to do. And we all can see that as a fact. They do everything but what they should do. That's what props up bad men, by the way. Okay? But again, going back to Mylakowski, he's calling Americans, Christians, and patriots and conservatives, he's calling them the woke right, he said. And then he calls them the woke Reich, equating them to Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. Folks, I'll tell you what. We better rethink the history of what took place during World War II and who the bad guys were. Because who were being told, and just like John Adams rightly said, he said that there's nothing so false but modern history. Yep. And we know that history is written by men who hung heroes. So who are the conquerors? They're the ones that wrote the history. Can I ask you a question, friends? Who's responsible for banking both sides of wars? The Zionists, the Bolsheviks, the billionaire Jewish people of the synagogue of Satan. Okay, who wrote the history that the bad guys were the bad guys in the history that we understand, and the good guys were the good guys concerning the history that we understand? Now, if you do this, once you start to pull the curtain back, and I thank my friend Jason Walker from KHN 1360 for getting this information over to me, and there's nothing about it that surprises me, but if you reverse those roles concerning how the bad guys have been sold to you and how the good guys have been sold to you, reverse those roles, because that's the truth of the matter. And what we're doing is we're sitting back watching the same kind of people that are responsible for the atrocities that have taken place in this world since the beginning of time. And Jesus told us who they were. And Jesus told us exactly who they were. They are the Mylakowskis of the world. They're dangerous people. They're murderers. Look at Gaza, people. I mean, I just seen some film today. It's like, oh my goodness. And they're claiming it's theirs when in fact it's not. Just ask the guy that funded it. He'll tell you. There's no debate there. But again, Americans, I want you to know that this man of God, Mylakowski, he wants you to know that if you would consider yourself to be a Christian, a patriot, and or a conservative in America, he's equating you to the Third Reich. Now, again, just listen to what I said concerning modern history. What have we been told about Adolf Hitler? Hey, folks, what have we been told about Winston Churchill and Roosevelt? We better start examining ourselves, friends, because what we've been told is an absolute lie, 100%. And I am tired of it. This guy right here is exemplifying. He's exhibiting the history that we have failed to learn from in the past because we've been lied to. That's nobody's fault, but the older generation who've tolerated this. But I'm telling you what, we're getting a real good history lesson right now if we pay attention to it, as who's responsible for what's been going, or should I say, who's responsible for the wrong in this world. I want you to listen to this, okay? This is CIA operative Tucker Carlson talking about Benjamin Mylakowski Netanyahu calling the American people the Third Reich.
He talked about the woke right. He said, I call it the woke Reich.
It's almost unbelievable that he said that on camera. Imagine, this is a foreign leader bragging about how he's censoring Americans. Again, this guy runs a country of 9 million people that's totally dependent on our tax dollars to exist. And here he is on camera saying, anyone who opposes me in the United States, who opposes more aid to Israel or opposes getting sucked into war with Iran, which does not serve American interests, that person is not simply mistaken or wrong. I'm not going to bother to explain why that person is wrong. That person is a Nazi. Part of the woke Reich, a Nazi.
So we understand who.
And the only way to fix it is by preventing Americans.
Has been labeling the Nazis the Nazis.
Guaranteed freedom of speech.
Here you have a call. Here you have the devil calling the prince names. Do you understand?
Prevent Americans from hearing the other side. And so we push Congress to force a TikTok sale, which is true, by the way.
TikTok, number one.
And I hope that's Israeli owned, and now, by the way, Americans, you're being overthrown by a foreign power that Donald Trump is subservient to.
Free speech is central to the entire idea of America. In fact, it's really the only thing that sets us apart from any other country on earth. And here's this guy, a foreign head of state, who, let me restate, is totally dependent on our tax dollars to exist, is saying Americans don't have that right, and he's going to do some kind of secret pressure campaign on Elon Musk to censor X because it bothers Israel?
Okay, Elon Musk is a part of the problem as well, just for the record, friends. They're all the bad guys. I'm going to take a quick break. I got much to cover, but I want to go back, and I want to show you those that claim to be the children of God in Israel. And I'm going to show you exactly the fruit hanging on their branches, because Americans, we need to relearn what we've been taught. Okay.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. 281-845-4704. I want to show you, you guys all the well know that there was a coup in the Pentagon concerning a takeover by the Mossad in your Pentagon. There's actual videos of Pentagon employees talking about how Rumsfeld would talk about his boss, and he was talking about the Mossad. And then we see September 11th, we see $2 trillion go missing, we see all the holes and all that narrative. Folks, you should see social media platforms. It's filled with film and eyewitnesses concerning what took place on September 11th. Okay, and it's all filled with lies. It's in direct contrast, again, with the mainstream media and the CIA and the FBI. I mean, folks, these three-letter agencies are unconstitutional, and they are acting accordingly. Okay, but let me show you this, because they call themselves the people of God. Did you know that? Well, first of all, you all know that Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens, and there's a whole list of them. James O'Keefe is a part of that. You also have Ben Shapiro. They're taking money from Zionist Jewish billionaires in America. That's what got Charlie in trouble, okay? He started to go against what they were telling him to do. We're being told that. But again, it all goes full circle right back to the people that we see Donald Trump bowing to. And the only reason he's bowing to him, friends, is because he's controlled. Okay? You're not going to tell me anything different than that. He is a scoundrel from start to finish. He's been groomed for 30 years in America in a favorable light, on television programs, in movies, the list goes on. He's like a Kardashian. He did nothing to get there, but play the scoundrel and sell himself out to the highest bidder. I want to show you this, just kind of piggybacking off what I was talking about with Candace Owens. Don't think for one moment, friend, she's not controlled opposition, because she is. As a matter of fact, she's taking the same money that none other than Charlie Kirk was taking. And again, there's a whole list of these people, but they're paid. That's how you know who they are, is because of the money coming from the Jewish billionaires to drive their pro-Israel message, their pro-gay message, okay? And again, these are the people that claim to be the children of God. No, the children of the devil is what they are. But again, go ahead. I got up on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, Israel's Eighth Front War on the Information in America. It's all aimed at young people. All of these individuals that you're seeing right here, every single one of them, there's 18 of them, they're all paid influencers, money coming from none other than Israel influencers. They're paid platforms, okay? That only makes sense as to why we're being, again, censored, okay? You do know that the children of God, as they claim, did you know that Israelis own 96% of the world's top gay porn sites? No joke. I'm showing it up online right now. They claim to be the children of God. No, these are the children of the devil, okay? I want you to see this so you can understand. These are the ones that own all of the networks, television networks. What do you see? They're Zionist. They're pro-Israel, right? And they're claiming to be the children of God. What is coming out of those networks, friends? A spirit of Antichrist at every given turn. Whatever the Lord said thou shalt not do, they do it, because they believe that that's a part of their salvation. Just ask them. They'll tell you that. Here's another one. Every single aspect of pornography, which, by the way, was illegal up until 1968, and it still is. Did you know that every single one of them are owned and operated by Zionists, Satanists? Put them together, friends. I'm showing it right here. I mean, I'm not even going to say some of the quotes that they have up on these memes. It's just that sick. I want to show you something here, too. If you think that that's far-fetched, on social media platforms, you have, and I'm going to do my best to stay up with it, but how did 2% of the population become most of the Hollywood stars? Did you know that 2% of all Hollywood actors, only 2%, right? Somehow or another, they became the majority. Mark Zuckerberg's a Zionist, Mila Kunis, Zach Braff, Charlie Puth, Natalie Portman, they're all Zionists, okay? Adam Levine, he's a Zionist. You guys know who Iron Man is, right? Robert Downey Jr.? He's a Zionist. They're all in this together. This wicked witch, and she seriously is that. She is a devil to the core. Sarah Silverman, she's a Zionist. Samantha Harris, a Zionist. Shia LaBeouf, a Zionist actor. Jake Gyllenhaal, he's a Zionist. Drake, if you ever seen any of Drake's light show, Slow Down, friends, you're going to see huge words that declare Satan is God behind him. Dojo Cat, all these people have sold their souls. Adam Sandler, Scarlett Johansson, they're all Zionist, friends. Okay, James Franco, I personally think he's a loser. He's a Zionist. You got Gwyneth Paltrow. Paltrow. You know, remember her? She was the most beautiful woman in the world. According to who? Elizabeth Berkeley, Andrew Garfield. He's a Zionist. Oh, folks, it goes on. How did 2% of the population become most of the Hollywood stars? Because they're bought and they're paid for to drive that narrative. David Duchovny, Lenny Kravitz, Pink, Ben Stiller, all Zionists. Yeah, nobody's trying to push a certain narrative, friends. I mean, come on, that's got to be conspiratorial. That's just a theory. Really? Who are you listening to, man? Ask yourself who you're listening to. Because what I'm telling you right now, you can't make it up. Oh, and furthermore, I would add that Donald Trump was trying to pass a bill, friends, to try to remove certain scriptures out of the Bible because it had offended his master, Mr. Mylakowski. And you all the well know that's true, but I guess that's just probably a theory too, right? I have up on social media platforms right now, research says that 97.5% of the Israelis are not Semites. According to genetic research from Johns Hopkins University, 97.5% of Jews, not all friends, make distinction, living in Israel have no ancient Hebrew DNA at all and are therefore not Semitic and have no ancient kinship with the land of Palestine. Of course they don't. And on the other hand, 80% of the Palestinians have ancient Hebrew DNA and are therefore genuine Semites. Now, let me prove this point before the end of the show here. And I want you to hear this. This is fantastic. This was taken back in 1957, okay? I'm sorry, 1947. And these are a bunch of Israeli women, and they're asked the question about their country, and I want them to answer it for themselves, okay? Listen carefully.
What would you say, each of you, is the most important political event that's taken place in your country
1947.
In your lifetime?
Well, I may say that my country was established, and I think it's no doubt the greatest event that may happen, because before 1947, it was called Palestine.
Before 1947, she said it was the greatest event that ever took place concerning the creation of her state by the Rothschilds, the modern-day Israel. She said it was the greatest event that took place. She said the whole of it is it was called Palestine. What are you being told today? You're being told that, no, it's Israelis' ground, and it belongs to them, and it never was Palestinian. No, 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 folks, the opposite is true. The opposite is true.
It was under the British mandate.
Yep, she's right. It was under the British mandate. And she said that was the greatest event that ever took place. That now it's ours. Because Rothschild says it's ours. Here's another point people want to pay attention to within the last 2 moments. Just to show you that they have not only lost the narrative across the world. That's why they're on the defensive. And I told you once they get on the defensive, they're going to get on the offensive. And they're going to try to incriminate people through totalitarian means. They're trying to pass a bill right now, friends, that anybody that talks anti-Semitic, just like the Bolsheviks did under the Russians, same people that we're talking about right here, friends, that they'll go basically shut down free speech. Hey, folks, you have the lunatics controlling the asylum. Are you going to let them do that? These are the people that are responsible for the atrocities throughout history, trying to do it again, okay? During the pandemic back in, 2021, 2022, 2023, you remember, right, Mylakowski, Netanyahu was actually impeached by his own people, and 3/4 of the people in that particular part of the world, modern-day Israel, would not take the shot because they said that it was a genocide. Poland would not have Mylakowski come, though he's from Poland. They called him an international war criminal. And I want to go fast forward to this really quick. This is the AP right now. This is the people in Israel that will not join the army because they see the crimes that are being committed against the innocent people. Look at all these Orthodox Jews saying we're not doing it. And this guy's saying, I'm telling you, I'm ready for you to shoot me. Come and shoot me. But don't draft me into this army. He said, don't draft me into this army because of the atrocities that are being committed. And guess who's paying for all of the military industrial complex and military hardware to commit the crimes that modern day Israel is committing against people? Guess where they're getting them from, friends? Your government. Guess who's paying for it, friends? You are. The people over there are up in arms and saying, you're not drafting me. I'm not going into this army. I'm not going to be a part of this genocide. Americans, wake up. This is history. And I'm telling you right now, they're doing you a favor by showing you who's responsible for the atrocities throughout history. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.